The Super Chrysalis by John J. Prendergast. While walking along a creek path a few weeks ago, I stopped to inspect a monarch way station that had been constructed this past spring. There were a series of carefully tended planter boxes filled with milkweed plants, the only plants that monarch butterflies will deposit their eggs upon, and colorful zinnias. There I met Suzanne, the way station's cheerful creator, tending her caterpillars. She told me that she had just released a large batch of newly hatched butterflies, a few of which were delicately sipping nectar on the nearby blossoms. She worried that with the cooler days, it might be too late for them to migrate and thrive. I was touched by her care for these delicate insects. The journey from caterpillar to butterfly is as amazing to witness now as it was when I was a little boy. Who would expect this large, ravenous, black and yellow striped, crawling worm to form a chrysalis, disappear for days, and then reemerge so radically and beautifully transformed? This apparent magic act is often used as a metaphor for the process of spiritual awakening and transformation. At first, we are like a hungry caterpillar, unconsciously devouring as much as we can. At some point, the outer world no longer satisfies us, and there's a natural turning of attention inward. We begin to sense and tend the spark of inner radiance, as Adyashanti so eloquently calls it. As we do, a natural process of transformation unfolds. We are less identified with and attached to our old stories and images, and simultaneously more accepting of and intimate with our experience as it is. This catalyzes a profound transformative process. As this happens, it can sometimes feel like we're living in a house while it's being remodeled. Being on retreat is like being in a super chrysalis, immersed in a shared field of presence and collectively dedicated to realizing the truth of our being. The body and mind acclimates to the light of awareness, sometimes slowly and gently, other times quickly and tumultuously. And like a little boy who watches in awe as a butterfly emerges from its chrysalis and spreads its new orange and black wings at the end of a retreat, I marvel as many retreatants emerge from their mistaken identities and contractions and more fully open to the spacious and loving reality of who they really are. John J. Prendergast is the founder and editor-in-chief of Undivided, the online journal of non-duality and psychology. Seed questions for reflection. How do you relate to the notion that the transformation from caterpillar to butterfly serves as a metaphor for spiritual awakening and the shedding of old identities? Can you share a personal story that reflects a time when you experienced a profound transformation similar to the metamorphosis of a butterfly? And what helps you create a super chrysalis in your daily life, allowing you to be more accepting and intimate with your experience and less attached to old stories?